This is the Best Of Daily Devotion Series by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.
We're in the book of 1 Thessalonians today, and we're in chapter 2, picking it up today now in verse 8. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8. Paul the Apostle, writing to the church in Thessalonica, and has been, over the last few times we've been together, defending his ministry and seeking to defend the flock there in Thessalonica, says this in verse 8. Even so, he says, affectionately longing for you, we were well pleased to impart to you not the good news of God only, but also our own souls, because you have been very dear to us. For remember, brothers, our labor and travail, for working day and night, that we might not be burdened any of you. We preach to you the good news of God. And in our Living Bible version, he says, we loved you dearly, so dearly that we gave you not only God's message, but our own lives too. Don't you remember, dear brothers, how hard we worked among you? Night and day we toiled and sweated to earn enough to live on so that our expenses would not be a burden to anyone there as we preach God's good news among you. You see, Jesus, he recognized the need, the demand even, upon a pastor to be wholly invested, as Paul is speaking of here. John chapter 10, verses 12 through 13 says, but a hireling, he who is not the shepherd, one who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees away. And the wolf catches the sheep and scatters them. The hireling flees because he is a hireling and does not care about the sheep. But now we know by all of Paul's writings and history itself that Paul, he was a true shepherd. Now, once again, to operate in that kind of a dynamic with your heart on your sleeve, if you will, it's going to place you in a position to be hurt. So listen, if you desire the job of being a minister and a pastor and a shepherd, then you had best brace yourself. There will always be those who are going to put that knife in your back. Some will love you like a brother. Some will be the best friends a person could ask for. So you've got the full dynamic in that kind of a position. Now, the leaders you place in spiritual authority in your life, they must be willing to give their life to you and not just preach a message from the pulpit on Sundays. Paul, he told the Corinthian church that he would, quote, very gladly spend and be spent for your souls, end quote. Back in Philippians 2, verse 17, he says, yes, and if I am poured out on the sacrifice and service of your faith, I am glad and rejoice with you all. Now, this issue affects all of us and all of our relationships. One aspect of the faith that is so crucial but often so lacking is our love for one another. You see, we need to love not just in word, but in deed. Real love is always going to cost us something. If God is truly in our presence, then so is a manifest love for Him and for each other. Not just when it's easy, gang, not just when it's comfortable, but when it's difficult and even when it's costly. For here is another scriptural example of the call to labor and toil, something that we often think should never enter into the Christian faith. But Paul, he was never looking for a free ride. He did whatever was necessary in order to be able to minister, in order to be able to bless the people who he loved. Verse 10, he goes on and says, you are witnesses with God how holy, righteous, and blamelessly we behaved ourselves toward you who believe. And the living says, you yourself are our witnesses, as is God, that we have been pure and honest and faultless toward every one of you. Now, Paul again reminds them of the life they saw him leading. With Paul, it wasn't just words, it was a lifestyle. He wasn't denying that he was an imperfect sinner. In fact, we know he acknowledged his shortcomings on more than one occasion. He even once claimed to be the chief of sinners. But overall, if this verse was not ultimately true, it would have been an easy rebuttal by the enemies of Paul. but Paul exercised every opportunity to actually live out his love and faith, as well as teaching it. In other words, he was a pastor as well as a preacher. Now remember, Paul was proclaiming and living the power of God, not just some intellectual position. We need to know that this letter wasn't some sort of Valentine. It was, in fact, an exhortation for, and even a record of, love being lived out within the body of Christ. Paul wasn't just claiming that they knew his street cred, but he said God knew it too. And that's critical because, you know, we can often put on for others, but we can't pull the wool over God's eyes. Our lives and our ministries do not begin and end on Sunday. We are to love each other in community and to do it all week long.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.